update this week is just me saying a very special muito obrigada, which translates to thank you very much, many thanks, lots of thanks, all of the thanks to all of the Lua Novas, all of the New Moons, for making Eric feel so welcome. If you are new to the Lua Nova podcast, Eric is my man, and he is also the first guest of the Lua Nova podcast. Technically, actually, all of you are, because I believe in season one, I kind of gave you some interview questions that I would ask all of you if I could. But the first physical guest was Eric. Those are the two most listened to episodes of Lua Nova, both season one and season two, and I hope that it's setting up kind of the future of the podcast. There will not be any special guest anytime soon after Eric, not because I don't want to, but because, like I mentioned before in the beginning of the Lua Nova podcast, I want to make sure that you don't feel like every single time you tune in that you don't really know what to expect from my show. The show is about you. It's about learning from an actual love witch. And of course, me teaching you how to manifest and how to improve your relationships overall, all your relationships. And I can't really do that if it becomes more about an interview and more about a guest than it is about you specifically. There will be guests from time to time. I don't know when. I don't know if that will be this season, next season, several seasons from now. But it meant a lot to me that you all embraced Eric the way that you did and made him feel welcome. And also, it was a good sign for our upcoming podcast. We have discussed having a podcast together many times. We don't have a name for it and when it will come out. But we do want to heavily discuss hot topics, and especially those in the Latin community. Something I didn't talk about and Eric didn't get to mention either. Eric is Latino. He is not Afro-Latino. Like my mother, he is one of the regular Latinos. And I hope you all take that as jest. That is not meant to make fun of or anything. So what I'm basically saying is that my mother herself, who I came out of, is Latina. She is not Afro-Latina. My father is the one that is Afro-Latino. And I never got to mention it, and he didn't get to mention it because it wasn't really a part of the show. But as two people of the Latin community, we want to discuss things that are important that we don't get to see on TV that are not really discussed, despite the Latin community being as large as it is. And of course, as an Afro-Latina, it's important that I educate people and let people know that Black people do not just come from the United States or Africa, that they can come from all over the world. I am living proof of that. So, today I saw a TikTok, and I might even repost it so y'all can see other examples. If you follow me on TikTok, you know that I try to repost other Afro-Latinos all the time to educate people. But she was singing with Grupo Firme, and I hope I got the right group, because there's a lot of Mexican groups that I love, and they're one of them. And now I cannot remember which group she was singing with. I don't think it was Grupo Frontera, because as you all know, they're my favorite. And I feel like I would have remembered that. But people were so shocked that a Black woman could, one, be from Mexico, and two, sing and speak in Spanish. And I thought, why would that be weird? It's odd to me that in the United States, it's common for people to not want to know more. It's common for people to enjoy their ignorance, to not want to learn their own background, to not want to understand other people's backgrounds ever, to not even understand something as small as you can know more than one language. Of course, this is a woman who's from Mexico. So, because yes, there are Black people from Mexico. There are Black Mexicans, guys. There's Black people from all over the world. So that's kind of what I mean by it's important that two people that are from the hood, that do not fit any sort of a stereotype, show other people that there is a whole world out there. And I know that a lot of people who tune into my show are actually not even American. And one, that means a lot to me, because people from all over the world tune in to Lua Nova, and I hope you're getting something out of it. But I also hope that I'm showing you kind of what it's like in the United States, and that ignorance is
pushed pretty heavily here. And so it's difficult to try to educate people, especially people who don't want to be educated, but that doesn't mean it's going to stop me. And it's certainly not going to stop Eric. And I hope that this means that our show will do well. And that show is probably going to be a lot more fun for me because I'm not having to teach anything. I just kind of get to be myself. I enjoy teaching people. I enjoy what this show is about. But of course, sometimes, we all have different aspects of ourselves, and sometimes you want to do something else, but on top of what you're already doing. I want to see my show grow and become a massive podcast that helps millions and millions of people, and that's the goal here. So something as small as just making my man feel welcome means more to me than I could ever express to you in English or Portuguese. So, and I also just want to briefly say, based on a really ignorant social media post that I saw, that if you are a part of the Latin community and you don't speak Spanish and you don't speak Portuguese, that you are no less than. Okay? You are no less than. I taught myself Portuguese because, as you all know, that side of my family did not raise me. I don't even know that side of my family. I couldn't tell you the first thing about them. The Mexican side of my family is the side that raised me. And so obviously you would think that Spanish would have come so much easier to me, being that I grew up in Texas. But that is not the case. And that's what I mean by stop writing so hard for stereotypes. Let's stop feeding so much into stereotypes. Let's stop accepting stereotypes, okay? What you are going to see in the upcoming podcast when Eric and I have one, don't know name, don't know when, is two people of the Latin community that came out of the hood. But unlike J-Lo, we're not going to tell you we're from the hood every 10 seconds, but we're also not ashamed of it. And we don't fit any stereotypes whatsoever. You're going to assume we do until you actually get to know us. And we want to help people kind of learn what it's like outside of those stereotypes. And we may never be picked up by some big network like iHeartRadio, which has a Latin sector of their podcast. And that's okay, because the point for us is to show different aspects of what it means to be a part of this community. And as far as Lua Nova, Lua Nova, which translates from Portuguese to English, means new moon. And the moon is for everybody. The moon is about everybody. The moon is everywhere. And so it's not based on one section. Everybody is welcome to my show, unless you're a bigot, unless you're one of these Bible thumpers, unless you have an issue with any type of community, then no, you're not welcome here. But the type of people who tune into my show are people who are either new to spirituality, or you're not new to spirituality and you just want to see somebody you can relate to. Well, not see, hear somebody you can relate to. Likely the Lua Nova podcast will never be a video podcast because I like to just record whenever I feel like it. I do not want to have to put on makeup and put on a cute outfit just to sit here and talk to you, because a podcast is audio. And even though I tune into a lot of podcasts, I don't really watch any of them. I prefer to listen to them. And it means so much to me that many of you are listening to me when you're on your way to work, when you're at the gym, et cetera. It never occurred to me that one day that that would be the case for me. So thank you again. Muito obrigada. I know this was a super long Lua updates, but Lua update section, but I wanted to talk to you all. And this episode, I don't remember if I said this in the intro or not. This episode and the next one are pre-recorded. They are collective readings, which you all seem to really love, so I hope you enjoy them. Bonjour, New Moons. I am Josie, the Afro-Latina Regina George of Witchery, and you are tuned in to the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast. So, today is one of those pre-recorded episodes I told you was coming up. This will be a pre-recorded episode, as will next week's episode. They're both going to be collective tarot readings. I know a lot of you really enjoy the collective tarot readings. Those get the most listens. So I know I don't take personal readings anymore, but it means a lot to me that you think I'm a good reader. Please please, please, because I'm seeing more and more and more of this on social media, please be mindful of what you are accepting into your life when it comes to people's energy. I am seeing people reading tarot cards without cleansing them. I'm seeing people just start reading tarot cards without even asking for the listener or viewer's consent. You should always be asking for consent, because this is dealing with energies and frequencies. And when I am pretty much asking you for your energy and your frequency, that is something you need to be consenting to. Okay. Especially because at any point, my own spirit guides might pop up and start talking. And that's something I take very seriously. So, I briefly want to talk to you all about Mercury retrograde, because I know that that is a time that makes people really freak out. And I'm seeing a ton of fear mongering around a lot of astrological events that are happening. And I want to just briefly tell you guys, there's going to be astrological events every single year. There's no need to freak out. Mercury retrograde is not when I personally recommend doing the bulk of your manifestation or the large parts of your manifestation. However, I'm not telling you not to whatsoever. What I'm saying is that Mercury retrograde is more of a time for resting, reflecting, and planning those upcoming things that you do want to manifest in your life. It is a good time for that, okay? Remember how I describe Mercury retrograde, is that Mercury, it did not stop. A planet doesn't just stop rotating. That's not how that works. However, it does appear to slow down. So remember, I gave you the example of if somebody, let's say that there's some slowpoke on the road who is one of those annoying people who drives really slow and is not paying attention at all to the fact that they're not the only person on the road and they need to get out the way. And the speed limit is 40 and they're going 30 and you're going, let's say, 42. It is going to appear as though they're not even moving once you drive past them. So that is what Mercury retrograde physically looks like, is though Earth is just like bypassing it and it's not even moving, but it is just simply slowing down. It is actually not going in reverse. It just simply has slowed down. We all have to take that time to slow down. Mercury is the planet of communication, so please keep that in mind. This is a planet of communication, so if when it comes to communicating, this is when we hear from exes. This is when we hear from people we don't want to hear from. It's a lot of chaotic communicative energy. So be mindful of it and be careful with it, and also be mindful of your words. That's it. It's not a time to be afraid. It's not a time to be scared. There's a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about telling you to be afraid. I would say to seek out actual astrologers and their advice as to how to handle these types of energies. The planets, their energies do affect us. I mean, they're pretty big. We're on one right now. And please keep in mind that just like we work with the energy of the Earth, of the planet Earth, we work with the energies of all planets. And all planets except Earth go into retrograde. Okay? And it's typically a time or a lot of reflection. That's all that this is. I hope you enjoy this Mercury retrograde tarot reading. Again, I will always ask for your consent before I start reading any cards, so you never have to worry about that. Let's get started. Okay, new moon. So this is how this is going to go. And yes, I'm about to get to the disclaimer. The first reading is going to be for my singles, how your Mercury retrograde is going, and the advice that I'm going to give you. So you're getting two cards. The next one is for those of you who are in relationships. Now, if you're wondering, what, Josie, why are you focusing on relationships and singles, etc.? It is because I'm a love witch. You should know that by now, unless you're new here, and some of you might be. So, because that's mainly what you all ask me about, relationships. So that is why I'm going to be focusing on those two areas. And then the last one will just be a collective reading. Okay, so you're going. So there will be three readings. So singles, we're going to start with you, as we usually do. And I am shuffling the deck. There's a stack of cards that fell, but they did not fall in a way
where I could read them. I don't know if that made any sense at all. But let's get to the pink unicorn in the room, which is the disclaimer. A collective reading is meant for a collective audience. It is not meant to resonate with just one person. Sometimes it does just resonate with one person, but a collective reading is meant for a collective audience. Personal readings are meant for one person. However, at the time, I am not accepting personal readings. If you are a previous client of mine and you're like, Josie, but I need a reading. I'm a previous client. What about me? Can I still get one? Those of you who have already been clients of mine, you can reach out to me at the beginning of April. However, if you are a brand new client, I am not accepting new clients right now. Okay. And that includes even referrals. I'm not accepting any. Nobody new. No new friends. Okay. I'm not sure when or if I will be accepting new clients in the future. Okay. I've kind of have some different focuses in my life, and I really enjoy doing collective readings because, for the show, it's a lot easier to do. Okay. And I am about to have a pretty packed schedule and don't want to promise people that are not even familiar with my readings a bunch of anything, okay? Also, I don't read reversal cards for the most part. Once in a while, I will. But for the most part, I don't. That sound that you oftentimes hear in the background that sounds like a hitting of something, like, it's actually my dog. That's what you're hearing on several episodes. But anyway, just to let you know that, because he just did it again. But I don't shuffle any particular amount of times. And also, I am big on consent. If you do not consent to having your cards read, then I will see you next episode. We'll talk then. And I appreciate you being here. I'm in no way ever offended that you don't consent to having your cards read. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Okay? And remember, one more time, collective reading. Meant for a collective audience. It's for who it is for. Okay. If it resonates with you, definitely reach out to me and let me know. I love to hear that. I've heard that recently that, you know, I know that you are definitely talking to me. I love it. Okay. Cause that's why I do this. I do this because I actually enjoy reading. I am an intuitive reader. And so although I will always tell you, I say always, most of the time tell you what these cards are, what they look like, etc. I kind of rely on you looking that part up if you're not familiar with the various tarot cards. But if you ever want to know on a personal level and you can't find what you're looking for about a particular tarot card, yeah, you can absolutely reach out to me and I'll explain it to you further, okay? So, singles, we're starting with you. You're getting two cards. People in relationships, you get two cards, and then collectively we're going to do two cards, okay? So, first card for my singles, the High Priestess. I'm going to put the card down, and I'm going to go ahead and shuffle. I'm not going to start reading it. Your second card. Oh, and you've gotten this card before, which tells me that it must be right here on the horizon, right here at the beginning of Mercury retrograde. I'm not going to lie to you, that is, I'm not sure if I should be concerned or not. But the two cards you got, number two in the tarot. Did I get that right? Number two in the tarot. It's so dark in here. The High Priestess. The High Priestess is the card for witches. Okay. So in other words, listen up. You are talking to somebody who's highly intuitive, and this is in my bloodline, so I know what I'm talking about a little bit. The High Priestess is quite literally witch. A witch is on this card, reading tarot, reading a crystal ball, etc. Reading in general, there's all types of different types of reading. You can read tea leaves, you can read coffee, there's so many different types of readings. You may even who knows, you might be one of those people who resonates with those really funny Uno readings that I've seen on TikTok. Every reading is different. There is this hilarious TikToker, and I wish I could remember her name, and she does these funny readings with stickers. And I hate to tell her this. I hate to be the one to burst her bubble here, but she's actually really good. And she should consider learning tarot, because she's actually, there's something there that she doesn't know she has. She's got a gift. But with all of that being said, hear me out. Tap into your third eye. You might think that I'm joking. I am so serious. Typically when you hear that, it's because somebody is making fun of people like myself. But I'm really serious. In other words, listen to your subconscious. Listen to that little voice, that Jiminy Cricket that is on your shoulder trying to guide you. Listen to your spirit guides. Specifically, what I'm picking up on is listen to your ancestors here. Okay, my gut feeling, I quite literally feel this in my gut, is that your ancestors, whoever it is I'm talking to, are damn near yelling at you that this person that you have met recently or that you are about to meet is significant. Now, notice I didn't say that this person is the one. I said that they're significant. Now, I haven't started reading the second card just yet, but I feel like somebody's literally, quite literally shaking me and saying, you have to say this. You have to tell them that they've got to listen to us. Look for signs from us, because we are trying to either warn them, and I'm getting a feeling of that they're trying to not warn you, but say, hey, this person is special. I'm getting this feeling that they're also going to tap on your shoulder. You're going to feel, quite literally, physically feel something. Tap you, you know, hit you in the head, something. And to let you know that this person that you have just met or that you're about to meet is extremely important in your life. I don't know how just yet, but let's go ahead and get to the second card and find out why. The Knight of Cups. Now, you all know from a recent reading that you got the Knight of Cups. Okay, Knight of Cups is one of my faves, because the Knight of Cups is a very romantic card to get. This is all about love. This is all, think of Valentine's Day energy. Think of romance. Think of being the passenger princess, or you are the guy who is putting your hand on some girl's thigh. Be respectful, please. Do it with consent. You're holding hands. You're sitting on the same side of the booth. You're looking in each other's eyes. There is love here. There is something very special here. But this is the beginning. This is somebody new. You haven't even gotten there yet, but it's going to get there. Give it a few months. That is definitely what I'm picking up on. And as far as with Mercury retrograde, because this Knight of Cups is your advice card, what I am going to advise you is if you are the guy here in this relationship, or you are the divine masculine in this relationship, and that's the energy that you are bringing here between you two, I need you to remain how you are from the beginning all the way until you grow old. If this is the right person for you, then you treat them as such. If this is the right person for you, ladies, divine feminines, in general, all of you, all of the above, all of the divine feminine energy, then you rest in that divine feminine energy and allow this happiness to happen for you. Stop shooting it down. Stop looking for something negative to happen. Stop waiting for that shoe to drop, because that is why your ancestors keep tapping you on the shoulder. They're trying to tell you that this is a yes. Okay, they're not trying to warn you, oh my God, this is terrible. They're trying to tell you this person is special. I think we might like this one. So listen and look for those signs. And again, you might get hit in the head with an acorn. I'm not sure how they're going to tell you, but they're going to tell you. Okay. So during this Mercury retrograde, there will be quite a shift for many of you in the form of a new and budding relationship. Okay. So that is my reading for those of you who are single. Okay. If the other previous collective readings didn't resonate with you, it's because this one was for you. You've been waiting for a minute, and it's finally your turn to step up to the plate. I'm actually going to put those aside because I'm going to cleanse them first and before I start putting them back in the deck. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that. And I'm going to go ahead and get to those of us in relationships. Okay, so for those of us in relationships, what is Mercury retrograde about to be like for us? Remember, Mercury retrograde is a lot to do with communication. So I'm going to just say this intuitively before even pulling any card, that I want you to be mindful of what you say. Be careful of things that you cannot take back. Okay. Remember that your partner is your partner, meaning you're partners in everything together. You treat them as such. You do not treat them like some common person on the street that did you wrong somehow. Okay, you don't treat them like somebody who stole your parking spot. That is not how we're going to be behaving. We're going to be treating people with the utmost respect. Okay? That is what I'm asking of you. So, to my new moons, what is your reading? I'm sorry, my new moons and relationships. What is your reading? What is your cards? What is your cards? What are your cards? Okay, I like this first one. And you got the counterpart to it in the last reading, collective reading. So that one may have been a big part of the last collective reading I did before this episode. I want you to go back and listen to that. And pay attention to the card that I pulled, because I just pulled the Divine Masculine counterpart to it, okay? Which is actually about to resonate. I can feel that much. Love that. Love this reading, okay? People in relationships. Because you're going to pay attention to what I just told you about treating your partner like your partner and like somebody you love and not like somebody who keeps stealing your parking spot or taking your lunch. We're not treating people like that. We're not treating people we love that way. You chose to be in this relationship, so let's act as such, okay? Let's show some dignity and respect to the people that we're with, okay? So, you might remember in the last collective reading I did, you got the Queen of Wands. Well, that means that reading was for this group in particular, okay? I don't know what part of this group it's for, but it's for somebody that's a part of those of you who are already in relationships. You got the Queen of Wands, and this time you got the King of Wands. So, the Divine Masculine counterpart to that. The King of Wands is the same. It is that same energetic and independent and strong energy. However, from the Divine Masculine point of view, it is much more of the leadership role. And remember, when I mentioned the Queen of Wands, I talked about being in your Divine Feminine and maybe even a little bit of your Dark Feminine energy. This is the counterpart to that, meaning that those two energies go perfectly together. They are the bookends. And so your partner may even be the Queen of Wands and you're the King of Wands or vice versa, but both are necessary. Okay, so with the King of Wands energy going into a Mercury retrograde, you're going into it optimistic, with a sense of love and wanting your companionship to grow stronger and wanting the bond that you have to grow stronger. There is you feel this need to kind of rehaul parts of your relationship that aren't necessarily dying, but definitely need some revamping. Maybe you need to spend more time together. Maybe you need to communicate more. Maybe you need to have deeper conversations. You just kind of do a high and bye because you're always on the go. You're actually going to take on more of a leading role with that communication. You're wanting that from your partner as well. And it's definitely something that I see here based on the second card, which is your advice. You got, of course, the card that my dog was named after. This, by the way, again, his name's not Star. He was just named after this card. His name means star in another language. You got number 17, the Star card. And anytime that I mention the number of the card, it's because that's your angel number. That's your number for the week that's going to resonate with you in particular. The Star card is my favorite because it's all about hope. It's all about the faith in yourself or the faith in a relationship. It is always about something very specific that's going on in your life. And so for you that are in relationships, it's about your relationship. It's about this faith that now that we're kind of rejuvenating, which is what the Star card is about, which is what I just mentioned before even getting to this card. Now that we're rejuvenating areas of our relationship, our bond is stronger than ever. Now we can literally wish upon a star and anything's going to happen for us. For us collectively, us as a unit, okay? Us as this partnership, us as besties, us as, you know, Bonnie and Clyde energy, whatever you want to call it, whatever you decide to call it. It's happening for you easily. This Mercury retrograde is not a difficult one for your relationship because you're listening to your partner, not just to me, not just to other practitioners, etc. You're listening to your partner and you're like, I don't want to constantly take on this negative energy of fighting and having these issues over nothing. It is time for us to move on to areas of our relationship where we're focusing on the happy. Okay, and so that's what you're doing. That's what the star card is recommending for you. Focus on what you love about each other. Focus on creating new memories, etc. Okay, so those of you in relationships, that is your reading for this Mercury retrograde. And I did totally forget to mention, and I hope everybody is tuning into this and not just some of you, the Mercury retrograde begins April the 1st and ends April the 24th. Okay, I hope I got those dates right. I did look it up right before, but you know, I'm forgetting things, guys. Okay, I just do. And for all of my new moons, this is your two cards for Mercury retrograde. Okay, we will get through this. Remember, there are many retrogrades that happen all of the time. And I would say that some of the other retrogrades had a bigger effect depending on where these placements are in your birth chart. Maybe you're having a Saturn returns moment. Venus retrograde definitely caused quite a few breakups. So, you know, if you survived any of those other retrogrades from 2023, then you're already doing just fine. This is just another one, okay? Mercury just happens to go into retrograde a whole lot more than the other planets, okay? So don't focus so much on the negative, because it's often a time to reflect. And Mercury rules the signs of Gemini and Virgo, the communicators of the zodiac. All right, now Gemini and Virgo communicate extremely differently. I say this as somebody who has known many Geminis, and and although we communicate differently, one thing that we have in common is our ability to communicate well. Okay, so take on some of that energy or get some advice from people who are Geminis and Virgos on how to communicate better during this time. Why is it so difficult for you? Okay, and really focus on that. And you can meditate, you can journal, whatever comes to mind for you. And of course, you all know that these are things I talked about in season one. And the reason why I taught you those tools or brought those tools up is because they're something that you're going to be using throughout the rest of your life. All right, so your two cards are going to be advice cards for Mercury retrograde. All right, so what is the collective message for all of the Lua Nova listeners? What can I tell them? Okay, I'm gonna put this one aside, and I'm not even gonna tell you what it is because we're starting off with some anxious and fearful energy. Okay. And unfortunately, I don't think you'll be able to hear it, but if you hear my annoying ass trashy neighbors, just know that we will be out of this place in a little less than 2 weeks. But by the time you hear this, we will already have moved. But I apologize if you can't hear that. I normally try to skip over any apologies for sounds you're going to hear, but that nobody should have to put up with, and they are a big part of why we are getting out of here. But your second card is looking promising, and I love this for us. Okay, I'm not even going to tell you what it is, though. We're going to get to the first card. The first card is Four of Pentacles. Okay, guys, what's going on? Why are we... You know what you're doing right now? If you're driving, I want you to relax your hands on the steering wheel. I want you to unclench your jaw. If you're just sitting here listening to me while you're cleaning, etc., or if you're just sitting there, unclench your jaw, unclench your fist, roll your shoulders back, because the Four of Pentacles tells me that you are so anxious. Mercury retrogrades are not your favorite time, but you have this energy going into it of everything that could ever possibly go wrong is going to go wrong, which means you're going to what, class? I bet you can guess it. Yep, you in the back there. That's correct. You're going to manifest it. Okay, so that's what we're not going to do. This card is warning you to stop doing that. Stop doing that. Unclench your jaw. Unclench those fists. Relax. Sit back. Watch your favorite shows. I recently did a Lua report on T.S. Madison. Watch her on YouTube. She'll make you laugh. Watch some TikToks. I know the U.S. is trying their hardest to lie to us and tell us that they're trying to steal our data. Fuck out of here, okay? Everything steals our data. So don't listen to that bullshit. Open your TikToks and laugh at some funny TikToks or whatever social media app you use. That's fine. They all steal our data, by the way. So whatever you're listening to me on right now is stealing your data, unfortunately. There's nothing I can personally do to stop that. I'm sure there's a spell for it. I just don't know it. But either way, Four of Pentacles, you're hoarding your money. You're afraid to make a move. You're afraid to do anything because you're being so possessive over every tiny little thing. I know I'm not going to share my lunch with this person who I know is starving. No, I'm not going to let somebody use my parking pass. No, I'm not going to let go of this steering wheel because the person in front of me sucks at driving. And if you take on that energy, this next card is not for you. It's not good because it's not going to happen for you. This is for those of you who listen. Okay. So the next card, because I'm a love witch, this one resonates with me. And this is a card that people always expect me to pull for them. The Lovers. Okay. Keep in mind how important this card is in the tarot. Card number 6. Okay. The Lovers card. Remember that although it can be about relationships, it is oftentimes about all types of unions, all types of duality as well. Remember, duality, I talk a lot to you about divine feminine and divine masculine. So this is actually the advice I'm going to give you using the Lovers card, especially during Mercury retrograde. Get in touch with both your divine feminine and your divine masculine. It's perfectly fine if you lean more into one than the other, because we all usually do. Some people are great and they're very comfortable in both energies. I want you to learn to lean into both. Divine masculine, you're the leader, you take charge, you're very logical. Divine feminine, you know how to accept great things happening to you. You know how to accept that loving energy that you're supposed to receive. You know how to be creative, etc. You know how to sit into that creativity. That's divine feminine, okay? Divine masculine is a little more boring. That's the logical side of you. That's the side of you that gets shit done. We all need both sides. Okay. So the Lovers represent both sides and loving both sides of those areas of who we are. It is necessary to get through any retrograde or any other part of your life. Mercury retrograde is about communication and reflecting on that communication and reflecting in general. And sometimes you're going to hear from an ex, and that is a strong energy that I just picked up on, because for whatever reason, some of you guys got some dumb exes that seem to think that you could be married and they still think that they have a chance. I don't know why, but I out of nowhere got the strongest feeling that you need to tell an ex, stop calling me. Stop trying to reach out to me. Stop making fake phone numbers. Stop making fake accounts. I have blocked you. I don't want anything to do with you. I don't even live in the same area anymore. What is wrong with you? The Lovers card tells me that it's because not only are you healed, but you likely are with somebody else and you haven't thought about that person in forever. And you don't even understand why they're still hanging on to you. But here's what I want you to understand. They're not hanging on to you specifically. They're hanging on to what you represent. They're hanging on to that insecurity that you bring out in them. And here's the thing, that's not even your fault that you bring that out in them. They fucked up. I don't know why I know that, I just do. But you need to tell them about themselves and block them again, okay? And move on with your life. You already did, but you know, some people just can't get the hint. I don't care if you gotta make a social media post about it. You gotta post it all over Instagram how much you just can't stand this person. I don't care. However you choose to do it, I'm telling you to choose violence, absolutely. But Lua Novas, that is your reading for the week.
Obrigada, new moons. That means thank you aboard the guest. Always take a moment to say thank you to yourself for showing up for yourself and showing up to my podcast, because of course it means a lot to me. I appreciate you. And it's important for you to always show up for you first, okay? Thank you for tuning in to the frequency of the Lua Nova podcast. If you want to follow me on social media, you can always follow me on TikTok. My username is Josie the Mustang. It'll show up as Afro-Latina Love Witch. Yep, that's me. And I 100% appreciate you.
I used to tell you all to let me know you follow me and I'll follow you back, but none of you really do that. So you just follow me and I appreciate you. And the next thing I know, you're following my podcast and I see it. I appreciate it. I just want you to know I recognize it. And if for whatever reason TikTok just, you know, disappears in the middle of the night, you can always find me right here on my podcast. And you can email my show at luanovapodcast@outlook.com. There's been a ton of people trying to send scams and trying to pretend to be people they're not. And I don't know why you all would think that I don't know any better. As a witch, you don't think that I very regularly pick up on negative energies or negative entities? I do. Yeah, I read right through that. There are certain emails you can use to report things like that, and I do. I always report it, and I also block it. If you have an iPhone and you're not familiar with this, yes, you can block an email address the same way you block a phone number. So what you're going to do is you're going to click on that email address, whoever it is that emailed you. And it's going to pull it up the way it does whenever you're adding an existing contact. You're going to go right on down and click block this user or block this contact. Okay. And that will now send all of their emails to your trash folder. Okay. Just a heads up there. I'll repeat it in a future episode if need be. Obrigada, new moons. Thank you for tuning in. I will talk to you next weekend. Ciao.